We're visiting with Northern Heights head football coach Todd Callahan on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, unfortunately, tonight's scheduled game with Council Grove not going to be played. Your team going through COVID protocol right now. I know at this point in time of the season to go through this is a heartbreaker for your guys. But do you feel like that they'll be able to maybe play in week two?
Yeah, it's very heartbreaking. You know, the kids obviously are disappointed. Everybody's disappointed. It is what it is. I think it was the best call just for everybody involved. As of right now, you know, we have our district and our administration has done a great job making sure the kids can stay in school and stay in activity. So as of right now, our hope is we'll be able to travel to Sedgwick next Friday night.
Well, this is your first year at Northern Heights High School. You weren't hired as the football coach until late this summer. Are you pleased, first off, with the way the team has maybe gone through the transition to you as the head coach?
Absolutely. You know, it's obviously not the traditional way to take on a new coaching position. Usually you have the summer, you know, more time to get involved. I actually got hired on 2 weeks prior to the season beginning, and actually we hired our last assistant 4 days before the first day. But, yeah, the kids have really taken to it. You know, what we've done is we've taken kind of what they know and adding a little bit of what we want to add to it so that way we're not revamping the whole system and trying to relearn everything in a short amount of time. But, yeah, you know, the kids, we've had some really good practices. The kids are starting to really, really gel and buy in. So, yeah, we've been absolutely excited about the, you know, just the situation as a whole.
We're visiting with Todd Callahan, head football coach at Northern Heights High School on the Area Coach's Corner. What is it that has impressed you the most about this team through training camp and through the early practices?
I mean, there's been a lot of things, but what stands out the most is the work ethic. I mean, this is one of the hardest working group of kids I've ever had the experience to coach. And attitudes are incredibly great. You know, those two things really stand out to me the most.
Yeah, 28 guys that are out. Who are the players that have been providing you that leadership that every team needs?
You know, the senior class has been incredible leaders. Guys like Hank Phillips, Galloway, Yogi, Ross, Burton, those guys, and, you know, Coy Horton have just been absolute great leaders. They've got the kids behind us. You know, they're sold on what we're doing, and their leadership has been absolutely spectacular.
When there's always a change in coaches, there's usually a change in some of the offensive ideas and defensive ideas. Has there been much of an adjustment there with these players?
Yeah, we're running a completely different system on both sides of the ball. And to be honest with you, I'm just going to keep it under the vest until we play our first game. It's untraditional. It's something that they're not used to. So what we've had to take as a coaching staff is take the concepts they know, integrate those into what we're doing to eliminate confusion. So, you know, we installed a very large amount of our playbook in 4 days, and the kids were running it pretty crisp. Obviously, there's some more polishing on it to do. And the defense is, you know, a lot of the same concepts with just a little different terminology. You know, just maybe a couple different things we're doing. But, yeah, they've done a great job. You know, we've worked real hard to make sure that we're eliminating confusion for the kids. So, yeah, it's been a great process so far. Shockingly, we're actually shocked ourselves how well it's been.
Coach Callahan, thanks for joining us today on the Area Coach's Corner. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Hey, thanks for your time, and we'll talk again next week.
That's Northern Heights head football coach Todd Callahan on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Mills Tire and Kansas Land Bank on Country 101.7 FM.